fuck was that? Anybody want to give me a Roman war helmet? The real motherfuckers in the house. Anybody know what a floating point is? Aside from something that you find in the Brown Lodge? Because I just keep getting warning for it. It's the Brown Lodge technology and not how to know how to use it, Alex.
The victory unfolds. Welcome to the Brown Lodge. We're a division of Megaforce Radio. We're here on a Sunday afternoon, the premiere episode, if you will. This is the IPO. We're letting you guys come in here on the ground level. You're going to understand what's happening with happenings. I don't even know what the hell any of that means. Yeah, we're stupid. We're stupid and we talk and we're friends. And we want to be your friend.
I just want to break stuff. Anybody got anything? God fucking damn it.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of technical problems. You know, we had this whole big, enormous intro planned. No, we didn't. And none of it seems to actually be working, so we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants. Welcome to Brown Lodge Radio. And I'm not going to welcome you one more time. I'm just going to tell you that there's a lot of important things that we need to discuss. The first most important thing is Michael Lohman.
The math guy.
Michael Lohman. Do you know who Michael Lohman is?
Did he die last week and we had a big celebration?
Unfortunately, no. No, that was the Pope.
Ah, Juan Pablo es muerto.
Poor guy.
God damn it. God, smite me. Smote.
Michael Lohman is my favorite person in the entire world. I read something about him in the paper this week. I read the paper. I don't know if you heard about that. Words, they're my friends. Michael Lohman is this guy. He's a graduate student at, was it Princeton?
No, I think it was the University of Pennsylvania.
Something
with a P.
At California.
Let's just make it even more exciting. He was the dean of students at Harvard, and he was caught walking around the school, cutting Asian women's hair when they walked by them, and spraying them with his own urine and semen.
What do you mean spraying them?
Yeah. I mean spraying them. He would collect it in a spray bottle, and he spritzed them with a mixture of his own urine and semen. Likewise, he would spike their drinks with his urine and semen when he walked by their tables, and what I assume is like their cafeteria or whatever.
Did he ever actually do it from the tap or like live spraying?
I don't believe he ever did it from the tap, but he is my favorite person who ever lived, and I just want to say thank you, Michael Lohman. You're really a champ.
Is he marking his territory or something?
I don't know. That, to me, that's the filthiest, most amazing thing in the world. And it amuses the hell out of me.
Does that mean he has like an Asian woman fetish or like a hate?
No, I think he has a spraying piss fetish or fetish on people he doesn't know.
But all the girls at his college are Asian.
I suppose. I really don't even understand what it is.
For what you've done to my family!
Sexual stuff. But, either way, I just want to say, Michael Lohman, this one's for you.
Don't they make Lohman noodles? Those are really good.
Maybe somebody called him Michael Lohman and he got really pissed.
I hate Asians.
But I would think it's got to be like, I don't know, maybe there's a fetish. I was going to say, it's got to be like some kind of prejudice against Asian girls thing, but that actually sounds more like, once the semen and the piss was involved, it's some kind of terrible fetish.
Or good.
I understand he's your hero and all.
Sadly, I understand how urine plays into a fetish. I shouldn't probably understand that. I should probably make believe that that didn't even come out of my mouth. You know, that's really gross. I hate everything. Speaking of fetishes, so Keith, how do you feel about things?
My name is 100K.
Sorry, that was 100K. Mike, for some reason that sound's not coming out too loud.
I'm trying.
Don't adjust any volume.
Starting
I'm going
to
adjust the volume.
Irritate me.
Keep going.
This is starting to irritate me.
It really
perfect.
Is.
Perfect.
This is starting to irritate me.
There we go.
Now we're all together. Okay, yeah, we're doing technical adjustments while we're on the air. That's really noisy, unfortunately. I wish it wouldn't be, but hey, we're going to lower it?
No, don't
affect it, because that's the only way we're going to really hear it.
This is starting to irritate me.
What's
going to
irritate me is any kind of flow that builds is always going to be probably plagued by technical difficulties in this first episode, but, you know.
And the sheep wants the dog, too.
It really does.
It's the first day, and we're not going to worry about it. If you want to get in touch with the Brown Lodge, you can hit us on AOL Instant Messenger, the Brown Lodge. That's THEBROWNLODGE. Obviously, you know that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be at the site listening to this right now.
Oh, you wouldn't know how to spell.
Well.
And if you get that wrong, you're fucked up.
Well, things happen. Likewise, in the next couple of weeks, we will be having our hotline up. Unfortunately, we're having technical difficulties with the phone as well. We're plagued with quite a bit of technical difficulties. Everything's cool in the gang, though, other than that. Everything okay?
Yeah. Screensaver question.
Yeah, we're just wondering if all of a sudden...
Wait, well, you know what? Let's share it with the fans. I was wondering if screen...
<The fan? laughs>
Yes.
We're talking to you out there, baby.
I was wondering if screensavers interfere with our server, our high-tech server here.
Most certainly not. I mean, with the 20,000 RAM of gig relations that involve...
But the screensaver is an actual hologram, so...
30... The answer is 30.
Okay.
I wouldn't think that it would have any effect on it. Anyway, speaking of, I'm dying of thirst. Could someone get me another drink?
Sure.
Can we get that first camera back up again?
I think you're up according to this little panel over here.
What's it say?
What's going on right now is that we're trying to get the webcam up so you can actually...
Okay, preview doesn't have to be accurate. Okay, well, welcome to the show. Enough of this crap. We've been talking a little too technical, a little too long. Let's get to the important things that we're supposed to be getting to today. The thing that I'm worried about with this show is the direction that we're headed in, and it has to involve gambling. I don't care in what respect, in what way. Gambling, to me, makes everything go around.
Okay, so you mean gambling, meaning us gambling, or listeners gambling, or maybe a little of both? Or?
Well, we're not going to, unfortunately, be so interactive with the listeners at this point yet, because we don't really have a phone line set up.
Or any listeners.
I have a feeling the listeners are going to be knocking at the door in about 10 seconds.
Oh. Hey, holy shit.
Oh, no, he's at the wrong house.
He's trying to listen to some other radio.
Okay, so gambling, but...
I'm sorry.
You're talking about traditional gambling, or are you talking about sports gambling, or do you just know it's gambling in your heart of hearts and you don't actually understand what?
I think as part of the excitement and the fury and the glory that is the Brown Lodge, we have to get some sort of wagers on the line right off the bat to get things going.
All right, I bet a pinky. I don't have any money. I'm going body parts.
No. We're not talking money. We're not talking body parts. We got to talk about things that our listener, that one person out there.
Vito!
Hey, what's up, dog? actually, Brian's probably listening, too. Sorry, Mousy Tongue is out there.
Way to come through.
Yeah. Mousy Tongue, we got to give him some props. He did a really good job, despite not starting working on technical issues for the Brown Lodge until late.
That's such a jerk.
Came out really well. Thanks, buddy. He actually is the fourth member of the Brown Lodge, but he prefers not to be on mic because he hates traveling to our filthy borough.
And also...
He looks like a little banana.
He does look somewhat like a little banana. That's so low. We gotta make that louder somehow. Try one more time.
Some of them are louder than others.
They're not supposed to be.
Like his scream. That really hurts.
Some girls are bigger than others.
Go back to looks like a little
of his mother. And then you go to like irritate.
This is starting to irritate me.
It looks like a little banana.
So while they're doing this, I have a feeling that this gambling is going to have something to do with like me potentially being forced to eat disgusting foods that I would never want to eat. Or I'm not talking about inedible foods. I'm just talking about...
What, like foods that a human being eats that...
No, I'm talking about foods like ketchup and mayonnaise, which never should have been put on this planet.
Right, like I said, things that a human being would eat. But for some other reason, yeah, so let's start, we're going to dive into this a little bit.
Do you put salad dressing on any types of foods?
I will put some salad dressing, but not the white creamy kind. The white creamy kind is very offensive, highly gross.
So what's the matter with ketchup?
Ketchup is disgusting. It smells disgusting. Actually, I think the taste of ketchup is the least offensive thing. I think ketchup, the bottle with the ketchup dripping on the side and that disgusting foul odor as soon as somebody opens it up and the sound as they're squeezing it out of the bottle, it's just absolutely the worst thing ever, and I'll quit the show right now unless I find out what it is you're doing.
Well, I don't know if you can see that on camera, but...
Lycopene. Lycopene.
That right there, we got some ketchup right there.
Disgusting. Sure. Worst thing ever.
Now, seriously speaking, does it make you uncomfortable?
Oh, yeah. As soon as we go off topic, I'm putting that right back in there. Do you know that if he just threw that at me, there would be two people left in the Brown Lodge for the rest of the day? Not like I would quit the show, I'd be so mad. I think I would have to, I would go home, I would shower, I would change my shirt. It's disgusting.
Come back and kick
ketchup is disgusting. You know that.
It's fucking tomatoes, bro, and salt.
Tomato sauce is good. But when they put vinegar in, it becomes a nasty demon creature.
Do you like pickles?
Hey, we're getting some messages online about how things don't
sound. Oh, pickles
so
are
good. About how I sound really low.
Pickles? Oh, you sound low.
Hey.
It's also my wife is the person who's saying it, so maybe she just wants more of me on the show.
Yeah, but she's our number one listener.
Broken ride, yeah. We having problems?
No, I'm trying to see how I could disable my sounds at this point. Wow, that was really pleasant. You guys must have enjoyed that. I want to disable my sounds because when I get instant messages in, it's going to...
How did this not go sense. Nearly... Well, forget it. That's not for now.
What?
But anyway...
In the trial run that we did last week...
Because
we let anyone
because
know
we
about?
Weren't paying any attention to people actually...
Ow!
That was really comfortable.
My ow! That hurt a lot.
All right. So anyway, yeah, I honestly think ketchup is disgusting.
Okay.
Woo!
I have it entirely off, and things have happened. Yeah.
Okay. Now I put my volume up to 100.
You don't.
Tulip.
Just on the. I'm working two different.
Okay. So anyway, let me tell you a little story about ketchup. If you go to a fast food restaurant, like say Burger King or McDonald's. Or a cafeteria in a school or a hospital, you'll sit down. There's inevitably a disgusting piece of red, thick filth laying there, which is somebody's ketchup. The only
bodies, or maybe it's just like a...
No, it was theirs that they should have taken with them before they left. They should have licked it off the table.
You don't think it was some sort of orphan ketchup that no one had fathered and it's just there?
Well, I would feel sorry for that ketchup, but I still wouldn't eat it.
Would you kiss it?
No, but I wouldn't kiss an orphan either. They don't bathe.
Hey,
Annie was a fairly clean little girl, wasn't she?
Yeah, but what's his name? Well, Oliver Twist wasn't an orphan either.
I can't stop.
The fact that keeps coming in is sounding really horrendous.
Sorry, man, I'm just working out the kinks.
Yeah, I understand. Kinky. Speaking of kinkiness.
Oh.
Lagaya said it sounds better. Keith sounds too close to the mic.
Well, that's because my tongue is actually touching it as I speak.
Because he saw ketchup on the microphone and he's trying to lick it.
But my name is 100K.
Oh, sorry. That's right. I forgot.
For this week.
But seriously speaking...
Wait, so what was Oliver Twist?
Honestly, I might as well leave the room and go talk to a wall because I don't even know what Oliver Twist
is. He was a foster child. What was he? He lived in
a... A foster child is essentially an orphan that got bought by some family, right?
Yeah, he was dirty. He always had dirt on his face.
But I don't
they
think
made him live in the backyard.
I don't think that has any special significance to it. The dirt on his face doesn't make him orphanly or foster childy.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, but he was dirty. So.
Is it illegal to sell your own child? Like, if you know, like.
Yes.
Really?
You don't even have to continue. You can continue for the sake of your thought, but.
I mean, other people want it, and you pretty much. You need the money. I mean, it's your vagina. It's your kid.
It's illegal. Is it morally wrong?
Cough into it?
No. It's got nothing to do with morale. I think it's legally.
It's illegal?
No, it's illegal. It's illegal to sell your own child. That's why they have a black market for baby selling.
No,
or child
that's
selling.
Not what it stands for.
What? No.
You know what I mean.
I feel a little subsequently.
Yeah, I think that if you try to sell your child,
well,
you're going to have a bit of a problem. You can sell somebody else's child.
I'm so poor, I'm thinking of making one out of me.
But you can't sell organs either. You can't sell bodily.
No, you can't. Well, you the
not?
Doctor cannot remove your organs for sale, no.
Only for transplant if you're donating.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, technically, according to the letter of the law, you can't sell your organs.
What
if
law?
A rich person wants, you know what? You're poking fun at the fact that I dropped out of paralegal school, aren't you?
They have a paralegal
That's what
school?
This is all about.
No, I don't know. I don't understand how we got to the whole point of whether we can sell children or.
Because he asked.
But I don't understand where the legality comes into it. Is what I'm saying.
You mean is there an exact law? I'm sure there is.
Yeah, what precedent has been set with someone trying to sell a child?
I'm sure it's been done.
Let's get one of our producers in the back to look at that. By the way, on Winamp it says that Archie Sugar Sugar is playing. It's not Archie Sugar Sugar. It's the Brown Lodge.
And your video cam.
Archie Sugar Sugar
now,
was the
finally.
Last song I played the other night.
Ah, super.
I love
oh, that's the last thing that you were playing.
That was the last song I played before Goodbye Scram.
That's fine.
All right, but
we are still connected, right?
Oh, of course we are. But as far as selling children, yeah, I could probably find out.
I'm gonna
one of the people that finished the class. If there's an actual law against selling children.
Hey, let's call up Scott.
I got to be 100% honest with you.
He sold a couple hundred eggs.
I just want to go on a limb here. And the thoughts reflected herein are not necessarily those of Megaforce Radio. But on behalf of the Brown Lodge, our show as a whole. I don't know about the other shows on Megaforce. I don't know about the of Ultra Power. I don't know about, what was the name of the other show?
The Gutter Room.
And what was the other show called?
There was one called 100K.
100K with 100 Ks. I speak on behalf of the Brown Lodge. I've been a delegate, if you will. We are against baby selling.
But not if it pays good.
No, well, see, it's not to say that we won't do it, but we're against it theoretically.
So you'll.
But we may practice it in our own personal.
But other
life.
People shouldn't
okay.
do it.
Right.
Right. Do as we
keep
say.
Keep the market open.
Not as we do, but we're not necessarily saying it either.
Okay.
Hey, did I miss the meeting the other day about the collared shirts? Because I feel left out.
This is my new thing now. I'm really starting to get into collared shirts. I was talking to you yesterday. I was actually online. I was going to start shopping. I think I wanted to start changing my my look. If you guys don't know, I drive a cab 6 days a week. What? What's wrong with that?
He's I prefer buses.
Dad. Okay, well, you're making me uncomfortable right now.
Go!
All right, so I drive a cab 6 days a week, and when I drive my cab, I generally dress like a dirtbag. I'm a slob, whatever. I dress like a dirtbag. I am a slob. And the other day, I was driving one of the women that work in the office to work, and she commented how on the old show,
did she listen last week?
Freudian. On the when the old regime was the head of the company, people like me wouldn't be able to dress the way that I dress at the job. Meanwhile, I take fucking people's bags in.
Was she trying to insult you?
No. She was laughing about it because she has no problem with me. Whatever, I'll stab her. And she complained about, not just so much complained, but was talking about, yeah, well, guys who dress like you, guys who dress like you. And she mentioned a couple other names who I'm not going to disparage. I won't bring their filthy names into this conversation because I'm sure they'll ever hear this.
Scumbags.
Dicks. We wouldn't be able to work there the way we were. We would have to wear, like, collared shirts. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to change my whole image. I'm going to start coming in a suit and tie, and I'm going to drive my cab. And I'm really not going to, but I want to get more collared shirts. That was a really long-winded story to say nothing. Just want to let you guys know.
You pull up in a piece of shit car, that fucking bumper's falling off.
It's funny that happened this week, though, because I decided I was going to start wearing ties to work my job, which I'll never reveal. And but I don't know. It's probably not going to happen, but I just thought it would be interesting to do that. Maybe a tie, maybe a suit. The first day I went to my job, I wore a tie. I was actually excited. See, I like wearing suits, and I like wearing ties, nice clothes. I just don't ever have any place to do it without looking like an idiot. So I decided the first day I was going to wear it to my job, and I was very excited because at this job, which isn't necessarily, you know, you see people in your job, you may have to present yourself nicely. So I thought I would wear a tie the first day, and, you know, everyone's telling me, well, you know, you're going to be here for a while, blah, blah, blah. So, but one thing, don't ever dress like that again. And I think they were saying it to be comical, like, you know, like, oh, hey, buddy, you know, you could just wear a T-shirt. You're fine. Well, not a T-shirt, but a college shirt. You don't have to put those stiff clothes on. And I was like, all right.
Back
and I went home and cried.
Aww.
Did you?
No, but it just would have sounded really good if I was truthful. But I don't like lying to people.
But you just lied.
You can't look nice at your job if you want to look.
I can look nice, but I'll be very out of place because the other people look far from nice.
I've noticed.
Once in a
I've noticed when I've been there dealing with the people at your job in public at a place that I'm not going to tell anything about because...
Buttons are very low right now.
There's a different company that I use. Yeah, the buttons are low because when you tried to do the music before, it made everything blow out, so I load it. As long as you never play that music again, I can turn you back up.
Okay. There are two different things. One's coming from the soundboard, one's coming from the...
Well, then that's the problem. The soundboard itself is... blah, blah, blah.
The people at my job.
What about them?
I don't know. That's what I was asking you. You were just in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah. Oh no. When I went to your job, everyone there looks like a dirtbag.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that maybe this little conversation's inspired me. Maybe Monday morning. That's tomorrow. Well, that's sad. Maybe tomorrow morning, early morning, when we're discussing the show, we should be clad in shirt and tie. Obviously, a shirt. Shirt and tie is kind of a bad phrase because, you know.
It's a black tie.
Who wears a tie without a shirt?
I don't wear anything black.
Do we want to make the leap next week? I'm just going to let it go by. Make believe it didn't happen. Maybe next week we'll do a black tie for the we'll go brown tie, brown
absolutely
next week for the show?
You got it.
All right.
Absolutely. All right, so.
For the big show on Brown Lodge, with the Brown Lodge Division of Megaforce Radio, you can check us out at www.thebrownlodge.com. Not right now. You'll check that out later on this week.
And there's going to also... I'm sorry.
No, go.
There's
go.
Also going to be a forum where you can, you know, jump in and, like, chat with people while you're listening to the Brown Lodge.
Is there?
But that's going to be a bit... That's going to be a ways away. Well, we figure there's going to be a lot of listeners, so they're going to want to, you know, chat about what we're saying. Yeah, you know. So.
That's really great. Unfortunately, this is all news to me. I don't know how we're doing that. But
yeah, I was just poking fun at the fact that nobody's listening.
Is no one?
Wow. No, this... Well, I know at the very least my wife is listening.
I apologize. I apologize to your wife. But there's no way
she married me.
You guys went through all this for this? Sorry. We're not prepared.
We're semi-prepared.
The technical difficulties are killing things because all of a sudden, you know... We stop speaking because all of a sudden it looks like we're not going out over the air anymore or something terrible's happened or a level is like... breaking glass.
These are all things, like we said earlier, I said at the beginning of the show, this is the ground level, this is the IPO, you're coming in, you're getting this at its barest, rawest form. This is going to get cleaned up, this is going to get more polished as time goes on, as we get more comfortable with this whole mess. The sooner that we stop talking about it, and the sooner we start going with it, the better it's going to get. Unfortunately, you guys are going to have to suffer for a little bit of each show, less and less each show, we promise, with us worrying about what's going on. That said, I'm moving right on to the fact that Peter Jennings has lung cancer. Thank you.
I'm working my way towards it.
Yeah, I mean, personally speaking, I'm an ex-smoker. I don't intend to have lung cancer. I'm not looking for it. But Peter Jennings quit smoking for 20 years. And the little things popped up in his chest.
He quit 20 years ago?
20 years.
He quit smoking 20 years ago. He's got lung cancer now.
Well, are there other ways? I'm assuming, obviously, there's other ways to get lung cancer. I know smoking is like 90% of the cases. But
if you didn't know, you can get cancer from just about anything. You can get cancer from looking at a goldfish.
What type?
Gills. Gill cancer.
It could affect your lungs, your pancreas, the whole thing. BMS. You can get cancer from, you know, from chewing gum. Like it could be anything.
So what you're ultimately saying is that Peter Jennings, when he stopped smoking, started chewing gum, staring at his goldfish all day long for 20 years.
I didn't want to point a finger, but yeah. Yeah, Pete, looks like you did this to yourself, gum chewing fish watcher.
Way to go, dickbag.
Well, but the funny thing is now all three of the Big Evening News guys that we grew up with are virtually gone. I know Dan Rather's gone.
I don't think any of them are dead.
He's dead?
So they're not gone.
Well, they're gone from